So let me get to, just very quickly, the 13 out of 14. And the original schedule had Penn State opening at Illinois anyway. Okay?
Correct.
So that did not change. Now, Penn State had scheduled UMass later in the year anyway. So Penn State had opened up that date, and it was vulnerable on that date. And Illinois was open on that date. So they didn't change that, essentially. That's what they said. No, we're not going to change that. But let's get... So how about I make this worse? Okay? It's 13 out of 14 opening in the Big Ten on the road, right?
Correct.
Now I'm going to give you a fact that you probably don't know, and the audience doesn't know at all. And I did point this out to Pat Kraft. You do know the one game Penn State played at home to open the Big Ten? You know which one that is?
Can't say off the top of my head.
Rutgers in 2015. Okay? Right? Now, I'm not done yet. No. I'm about to make it worse.
Oh, boy. Hit me.
All right? Penn State scheduled the game, not the Big Ten. You're saying, well, you can't schedule in conference games. No. Penn State was originally scheduled to play a home and away with Nebraska. When Nebraska joined the Big Ten, Penn State got Rutgers to take the home and away in 14 and 15. And then Rutgers joined the conference. Well, when that happened, the Big Ten decided, well, we'll just convert it. And we'll just let you keep the date, and you guys can open it, you know. That way we don't have to start moving things around. It's a conference game that's already there. So when you play a decade and a half, 14 years, okay, a decade and a half, and only one out of the 14 is at home to open. Oh, and by the way, you scheduled it. They didn't. That makes it even worse.
Totally inexcusable.
I mean, again, Penn State scheduled the home game in 2015 as a non-conference game, and the Big Ten went, oh, cool, we'll just convert it, which is exactly what they should have done, by the way. So I'm not being critical of the Big Ten for doing that. Not in the least. It was the smart thing to do, and I said it at the time on the show. It's when Rutgers was brought in. I said, they'll just convert those games. From a scheduling point of view, it's the easiest thing to do. I said that verbatim on this show. I mean, verbatim. But now looking back, when you're looking at a 14-year span, 13 out of 14 opening on the road, oh, and by the way, the irony is the only one that you had at home in that span, you scheduled.
Total embarrassment.
All right. So here's my issue. All right, and it's going to go on two fronts here. By the way, I predict this will absolutely change in 24, okay? All right, so let's start with that. Do not for a second do something silly and blame the commissioner. The commissioner has nothing to do with scheduling, okay? This is why you have a staff. They do it. So here's my issue with the staff. And it's something I talk about all the time. And you know I talk about this all the time. There are people that can do a job. There are people that understand a job. And the special ones are the ones that have a feel for the job. So the Big Ten, in my opinion, has a bunch of people that know the job, a bunch of people in the Big Ten that understand the job, and I don't think they have anybody in the staff that has a feel for the job. And you can't teach that. That's not one thing I could say, hey, by the way, we got to get a better feel for this, blah, 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 blah. There are only certain people that have feel for jobs. Okay? They're exceptional at them. In fact, I talked about this I talked about this when Guido D'Elia was brought back last week. And that was Pat. Pat Kraft, that was his baby. He did that to run the stadium on game day. Now, there's a lot of things right now that he can't quite do because, you know, they're sold elements and things like that. But there are other things that Guido can do. And my exact quote was, same thing. You have people that can do the job, people that understand the job, and then there's a select few that have a feel for the job. I say Guido D'Elia has a feel for it. You can't teach anybody how to do that. But you've got to be more conscientious as a staff this is what you do. This is your job. So I'll give you an example. Let's take it from a basketball point of view. Penn State will have, over a two-year span, 20 home games in basketball in the Big Ten. Of those 20, one will be on a Saturday with the students there. Really? One? And then total 2 out of 20, if you include Purdue last year, where the students weren't here. But at least it was on a Saturday. 2 out of 20? Really? Last year, Michigan State had 6 Saturday home games. Illinois had none. Who's doing this job? Who's doing this job? Okay, I just used in basketball 2 examples. Was either one Penn State? No. It took me 10 minutes to figure this out last year. 10 minutes. I'm not a staff. I'm just a person. It took me 10 minutes to look at all the schedules and go, well, okay, 1, none, 6. Iowa had 1. Penn State had 1. Iowa at least had theirs with their student body there. Penn State did not. And Illinois had 0. They were a title contender last year. No Saturday home games. Who's doing this job? If you're doing this job, part of a big job coming up for the Big Ten is going to be the conversion of UCLA and USC in, correct? It's a big job, right? And you've got to do this in men's soccer, women's soccer, volleyball, softball, baseball. You got to do it with everybody, okay? Not wrestling. USC and UCLA don't have wrestling. All right, so that's not going to change. You got to do it in women's basketball, everything. It's a big, big job. How do you do it? How do you do it in such a way where the travel is not wrong for everybody? So it's a huge job. So don't get me wrong. I understand how big a job that is. But you have to do market research on all of your markets. It's imperative to not just look at TV matches. Iowa's on here again. Again? As I said to Jim Delaney once, I said, when did you guys put Iowa in the Big Ten East? He goes, Iowa's not in the Big Ten East, Steve. I said, I know. Why does Penn State play them every year? Why do they play Iowa every year? Because again, they're trying to do this for TV. That's why they're trying to do it. Now, the game's going to be here, and I think it probably has a good chance of being a whiteout game. But I'm saying, why? Every year they play Iowa, it seems. This year they didn't. That's the first time in what? How many years they haven't played Iowa? Really? Come on. There's a lot of this that just doesn't make any sense, and they don't explain it. It's like the pilot on the airline that pulls away in a snowstorm away from the gate and then makes you sit for 3 hours, but you're in flight and they can't serve you drinks. What are you talking about? You're not in flight. We're not moving. And it's stupidity like that where there's no common sense. So you've got to do market research. So what's best for USC? Can I play a Friday night game at USC that will be good for TV but also will draw? What's USC's tradition of drawing on Friday nights? And who are their opponents? What's UCLA maybe on a Friday night? And who have been their opponents when they played at the Rose Bowl, if they've done it? When you're looking at TV considerations and possibilities, you have to do all that research. How do you draw in basketball at the Galen Center and Pauley Pavilion on Sundays versus Saturdays? You have to do all of this. That's part of your job and understanding it. You can't look at Illinois and say, hey, by the way, I know you're a Tully. You get no Saturday home games this year in basketball. But we have 10 opportunities. We have 10 openings at home. You get none. None. Really. But this team over here gets 6? Michigan State. Penn State got 1, no students. Yeah. You're fine. You get 10 home games. You got 1 Saturday game. This year you got 1 out of 10. This time the students are there. It's January 21st. 1 out of 10. I don't mind if you have 3 Saturday games and, you know, hey, you got to play a couple of those on Sundays because of TV, whatever. That's great. So I'm talking about 3 out of 10 here. That means Michigan State not only had 6 home games in basketball on a Saturday last year, that means they only had 4 games in the middle of the week at home. Something's not right there. Football. I don't mind in a 10-year span if your home openers are 4 and it's 6 on the road. Because you got to make some accommodations somewhere. You can't, it's hard making it 5-5. I got it. But 1 out of 14? And the 1 was scheduled by you and not by the conference? That's no feel for the job right there. 0. For some odd reason, in 16 years, Michigan's 8 home and 8 away. Interesting. Bet you they did some research on that one.